George W. Bush officially becomes this nation's 43rd president 1 week from today. Republican organizers are putting the final touches on Mr. Bush's inaugural gala and completing plans for the traditional parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Law enforcement agencies, meanwhile, are doing their own serious planning because security is expected to be tighter than at any inauguration in history. Election protesters are promising to show up in considerable numbers. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House lawn are now just one giant construction site. Crews yesterday were building a ceremonial walkway for the new first couple. Buddy, the incumbent first dog, happily darted around them, chasing a ball and just running. Buddy seemed oblivious to his dwindling days at the White House and unaware that a new dog is moving in. On the sidewalk in front of the White House, workers are building a bulletproof reviewing stand for the new President Bush and First Lady. The Bushes will sit here to watch the rest of the parade after leading the procession in a motorcade. And all along the route, they'll be greeted by hundreds of thousands of people, most of them well-wishers, but others who will be protesting the inauguration.
This will be the beginning of the new movement for social justice that kind of burst forth in Seattle with those dramatic protests that gained world attention.
Brian Becker is co-director of the International Action Center. His group has led anti-globalization protests in Seattle, Washington, and other cities. Becker says he expects demonstrators will number in the tens of thousands. They'll be there to speak out against the process by which Bush rose to power and for a number of reasons having to do with Bush's policies.
One will be opposition to the death penalty. Under his watch, George W. Bush has presided over more executions than any governor in the history of the country. He is the personification of the death penalty. Secondly, we know the Bush administration really wants to eliminate Roe v. Wade, the women's right to choose. And they will try to do it incrementally using John Ashcroft, an arch-right-winger, as in his new position if he's confirmed as Attorney General.
Becker insists that the demonstrations will be peaceful, but law enforcement officials are planning a massive security operation. It'll be three times larger than efforts for the last inauguration. Terry Gaynor is Washington, D.C.'s deputy chief of police. He says he's bothered by statements he's read on some of the demonstrators' websites.
Talking about trying to disrupt the parade, there are discussions about how during the second Nixon inauguration that rotten vegetables and fruit were thrown at the parade. So we're concerned about things like that, or bringing water balloons in filled with dye, or things worse than that.
And he says those fears include potential attempts of violence against Bush.
Now that goes on whether a president is in his inauguration parade or the president's visiting someplace in the district or visiting another city across the United States. The real difference here is you add about 750,000 to 1 million people who are also participating in the festivities.
The Secret Service has been planning for Inauguration Day since July. Agents have scrutinized every block and every building along the parade route, on the ground, underground, and above ground. Peter Dowling heads the Washington office of the Secret Service.
We have plans for any eventuality, which would include snipers. And we think we're very good at that, and we're prepared. That's not a concern for us because we're very well schooled at what we do in that regard.
Secret Service agents detailed to presidential travel always have the job of protecting the president, but Dowling says their mission will take on an added dimension if as many protesters show up as they expect. But he says the Secret Service will stay out of the demonstrators' way as long as they steer clear of the president.
Oh, I think the demonstrators certainly will be interspersed along the crowd, and he may well see them. And we don't necessarily do things to keep demonstrators or keep people trying to voice their First Amendment rights out of earshot or out of the president's sight.
Other demonstrators will purposefully stay out of the president's sight. Civil rights and labor activists are planning rallies all over the country. Reverend Jesse Jackson will lead one in Tallahassee.
I'm convinced that the forward-looking focus for election law reform and campaign finance reform and federal hate crime legislation and investment in working poor people must take place at the scene of the crime. Florida has the same kind of resonance today Alabama had 30 years ago.
Jackson and others are furious over what they call voter disenfranchisement. They'll hold their various demonstrations simultaneously next Saturday, just about the time that George W. Bush is sworn in as president. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.